Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello and welcome to this special episode of the NITV News Podcast. All this week, we've been running NITV News' exclusive interview with Cathy Freeman. Now, she tells NITV's Brianna Holden about that golden moment, the race.
I remember looking across to the stadium and it was like you could see the bright lights, you could hear the crowd roaring. This is an Olympic final moment now. And it feels every bit that way. When you leave the warm-up track to make your way to the actual competition arena, you feel like a lamb going to slaughter. That feeling of vulnerability and smallness and this is it now. You know, this is the moment. But experience would have it that I knew I'd be fine once I got to the start line.
Was there ever any moment of doubt in that final few minutes?
Oh, God, no. I think, dare I say, self-conviction came into it towards the end of my career.
Away, Freeman out well, a mighty roar.
See, running's always brought me a tremendous sense of serenity and peace from within, and it's almost meditative. I trained for so many years that it was like second nature. You know, fly out of the blocks, a leg speed in the third 100, attack in the third 100, go for it in the fourth 100.
You can always see that in the race itself. Did that feeling live up to what you had thought it would?
I think I'm still getting used to it even after all this time. Like, it's not about that immediate moment after you cross the line. It's like after 25 years, folks are still really interested. It's created this phenomenon, I don't know, call it what you will.
I want to touch a little bit on culture now because during the race you had on that famous green and gold suit, but on your feet you had the colours of the Aboriginal flags.
Yes, of course.
And
yes.
For me, looking at that, it feels almost as though you're carrying us, you're carrying
the Indigenous
Australian community with you, or maybe even we're carrying you in a sense as well.
I was always encouraged to wear my heart on my shoes or, you know, just, I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeve anyway, so, you know, it's kind of what's the difference.
And then, of course, you picked up both flags and did it very carefully, it seems, and tied them together. And it was considered at the time by a lot of people this moment of true unity and showing what the Sydney Olympic Games had tried to achieve and was looking to achieve. What was your intent in that moment?
Oh, just to share my whole self with everybody. My childhood dream wasn't just to win a gold medal, but to, you know, in the victory lap, carry both flags. I couldn't separate the two.
Unfortunately, there was also people who were upset by that decision. Did that backlash surprise you in any way? I know that after 94, there had been some similar talk about that as well. In this big moment when you're Australia's hero and everyone is so behind you, did it take you back a little bit that maybe some people would use that moment to get upset?
I just didn't really connect with those sort of that activity. What else can I call it, that activity? I mean, I had other things to do rather than dwell on look, thinking about it. Yeah, I mean, you can't be everything to everyone, but it's nice if you can make someone smile. I definitely feel with people that there's a lovely sentiment that we share.
The impact of Cathy's achievement can't be overstated. For one athlete, it was the singular event that set her on a path to her own Olympic glory.
The iconic moment Cathy Freeman won gold, embedded into Australian folklore. But 25 years on, the Gugu Yilanji woman's legacy continues to shine bright in the athletes it inspired.
It's the first time I saw a representation of myself on the screen.
In 2000, Talique Clancy was just 8 years old. But in that moment, a future Olympic champion was born.
It was just such a significant moment and just showed me, like, you know, I can.
Just as Cathy stood on an Olympic podium, 21 years later, so too would Clancy, winning silver in the women's beach volleyball, Australia's first medal in the event since the 2000 Games.
It's pretty cool to be a First Nations medalist and to be alongside some amazing names of athletes before me. I still don't feel deserving of it yet, to be honest.
And Cathy's gold was a driving force. But she isn't alone, with Indigenous Olympians like Paddy Mills, Lydia Williams and Ash Barty all citing Freeman as one of their biggest inspirations.
That dream, that feeling that you have inside of what you can do, like, that was that moment that Cathy just gave to all us mob.
Something a young Cathy Freeman would never have considered.
Oh, I never thought of myself in that light. No, it's lovely. It's lovely that folks feel connected to my story.
And while many Australians often see Cathy as the perfect example of sporting excellence, for Mob, her win means a little more.
To understand the cultural significance and then, like, the racism still in Australia at the time, you, like, lost for words, and that's why she's just forever, like, such a strong and great inspiration for all us Mob. It's the opportunity to be the proud First Nations woman that I am and to represent, and I want other children and other Mob to have the opportunity that I have had.
One of Cathy Freeman's track colleagues at the Sydney Olympics was sprinter Patrick Johnson, Australia's fastest man over 100 metres. He says Cathy's win and the showcasing of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture during the Games has left a legacy that's still being felt today.
You think of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games, what an incredible event. And I was part of that. I was very honoured to be a part of the team. And just thinking back now, 25 years, wow, where's the time gone? But really fond memories for me. It's my first Olympic Games, our home Olympic Games. And to me, it's something I'll always cherish. That was something that I feel that resonated with me, that we are a part of Australia and Australia's a part of us. So we should be so proud of that. And I think it showcased through the opening and closing ceremony and through some of the work that's been done that the whole world went, wow, that is Australia. I saw how great this country is and what it can be when we actually celebrate sport and the whole entirety of what sport can do for us.
Johnson's run well. Can he finish it off?
I was disappointed, I'll be honest. I was looking at my first Olympics to get to the final. Like any poly sprinter, I wanted to be in the final against some of the top runners in the world. And I was probably harder on myself, but not actually enjoying what the Games actually delivered. And that was showcasing not only the sport, but myself having opportunity to represent the country, represent my family, represent my people, and represent to the world how great we are. We don't tell our story enough to our mob, to our communities, to our kids, because the kids are all part of storytelling. That's part of who we are. And I think if we got to share those stories a bit more, not only of our journey, but a lot of the, let's say, the 66 known Indigenous Olympians that have ever competed, from the previous to the now to the future. We've got to celebrate everyone. We've got to tell their story. And I think we're doing that.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News Weeknights.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.